he calls this Betty Ann, and we've never really figured out where he learned it from. Bruce Green is, and I have heard this all over near his area of Kentucky under different titles. Snakes has four distinct parts to it, and I think Alva Green in Elliott County played three parts. And called AEAC sharp. How he's tuning it. This is a good example of one of the reasons why these old tunings are disappearing. We just stopped and took 3 minutes or so, and he has to retune an instrument, and it's a different instrument. You can imagine what would happen if it was the same instrument. It might take 7 or 8. So people are playing in bars and at dances. They don't have the time to do that between pieces, unless they bring 2 or 3 fiddles like Snake has today. So if you're ready, we're ready.
Too many pedals out there, you got to put down there.
I kind of stir up trouble sometimes with some of the fiddlers I go visit, and I stirred up a little trouble with Snake Chapman. I asked him to try to think of some of the old tunes and the other ways of tuning that he's not kept up all his life. He's kind of gotten away from that. So he's got three or four tunes here he's going to play that I'm not real sure what some of them are going to be. And he's tuned in what's normally called Bonaparte's Retreat tuning. This is a tune called Hickory Leaf. Snake says that he learned this from Arthur Smith. Bruce Green was telling me that it may actually be a traditional tune that I think a man down in, could be either at the top side of Harlan County or the bottom side of Leslie County, Kentucky, recorded this under the title Old Mr. Mower. So. This next tune is sort of Snake's version of a Kenny Baker's version of a tune called Dry and Dusty. I think this tune really comes more from the Ozarks of the Arkansas and Missouri. It's found very frequently, usually under the title Dry and Dusty. I've heard it occasionally called Bonaparte's Charge in eastern Kentucky, and I've heard similar stories associating the tune with Bonaparte's Retreat in Missouri and in eastern Kentucky. But as far as it being found, it's mostly in the Ozarks. And this is the old original way of tuning a fiddle for this tune. And have at it. Thank you. this is one that the three people up here on this little stage have no idea what the name of this is. If someone knows what it is, Snake thinks it's a Bob Wills tune, but it's not one that probably would have come out on a reissue of Bob Wills music. Bob Wills was somewhat of an old-time fiddler at times. I guess they stopped it real quick, though, when he got popular on that other stuff. So,
where the money was.
Yeah, right. Associated with the Arkansas Ozarks and the Missouri Ozarks. It's called Cruel Willie, and there's a big long has a big long song to it. It's called Cruel Willie, and I think if I remember that rightly, it's King William of Orange is supposed to be Cruel Willie in the song. It's a pretty old ballad, and I think Big Howdy Foster or Forrester somehow ended up putting this on record in the 30s or maybe late 20s. One of the things about a musician that I'd like to explain to you is that people just don't learn their music and it sits there. They like to fiddle with it, and Snake's been learning tunes all his life, and so there's this kind of progression, and so now Snake's at a certain place, and it's an awfully good place, by the way, I think, for being, but he's played several tunes I've heard him play several times, and he's put stuff in it that I've never heard before. So this is kind of a living, growing, just like a tree, and and eventually when Snake gets to be a real old man, I guess the leaves will start falling off. He'll get whittled down to a few tunes. Right now he knows quite a few tunes. I like to think about this this music and this fiddle playing frequently, and it just occurred to me that many of these tunes that Snakes played in the open tuning, he's plucked strings on them, and that may be one of the reasons why the tuning came back to him, because you can't do these tunes, the plucking parts, in the normal violin tuning. That sort of helps preserve the tune if it's got a plucking part in it. So that's just something for you to think about. Is there anything else here? Or?
Yeah, see, I was even trying to do that, and I played for you, and I named it myself.
Okay. The one you want me to name it for you?
Yeah, if you want to name it.
Okay. Well, Snake was looking for a tune to name after this little visit up here to Elkins, and he's made one up, and I guess we're going to call it, instead of the long road to Elkins, we'll call it the sunny road to Elkins. It's been pretty hot and sunny lately, although it's not too bad today. I guess we're going to end up here. I think Snake's been playing for just a little over an hour, and he's really actually under doctor's orders not to be playing much longer than that. But sometimes his wife tells me that he forgets and he plays two almost hour sessions a day. So we're going to finish up with one of his daddy's tunes, and it's called The Indian Nation, but it's not the normal Indian Nation tune found in Eastern Kentucky and West Virginia. It's a different Indian Nation. It must be the Cree or something, I don't know.
Glenview Piney Woods.
It's up to you.
We do one more than Piney Woods. That's an old tune.
This is
how many people plays.
This is called Piney Woods. I think it comes originally from Marion Sumner down in Letcher County, who gave it to Art Stamper, who gave it to our Snake Chapman here. So that's all I know about that one.
Better quit on that. I'll do that one more best steps.